On Monday, the Alcoholic Beverage Control Board agreed to allow the current closed Bethel Spirits to transfer its license to Caribou Traders. And on Tuesday, the Alcohol Task Force followed up. Caribou Traders General Manager Todd Perez told them he hopes to have the new store open in the old Bethel Spirits location before the end of the year. Tundra Women's Coalition Executive Director Eileen Arnold wanted to get a few things cleared up.
I wonder if you guys could speak to what your intentions are about what the amount of alcohol that we're going to see in this community is, what your ideas about being responsible are, and also hear about, you know, if you're committed to being part of managing the negative things that we see that come from alcohol in our community.
Also there to discuss the path forward with the task force was the other licensee, Cesare Mazinski. And both vendors wanted to talk about voluntary limits and ways of tracking customers. Todd Perez said Caribou hopes to limit police calls to its location by enforcing strict security measures. He adds that they're still figuring out the logistics of their new building, still being vacated by Bethel Spirits.
Our goal is not to be selling unlimited liquor to people, and we want to have, you know, restrictions on that, number one. And number two, we will have security at our door. The idea is if somebody comes in and they're already intoxicated, number one, don't sell to them. And number two is that you got to manage the door itself.
The Alcohol Task Force had some additional business to conduct beyond talking to the two liquor licensees because it's coming to the end of a one-year term laid out by the City Council and a new structure is needed. City Council members still want to participate, but Bethel City Clerk Lori Strickler says they need to proceed with caution so as to not violate the Open Meetings Act by deliberating policy without proper public notice.
The communication of the members of this body, if occurred outside of a public meeting, could be a violation of the Open Meetings Act if you guys are deliberating on actions and recommendations that would be later brought to the City Council.
So they've asked for a new sponsoring organization to step forward to sponsor the task force. It will have one final meeting under city sponsorship on January 15th of next year at 6 p.m. In Bethel, I'm Christine Trudeau.